little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
And we're back after a wonderful holiday, weekend for us, Wayne, days for us. Well, you have to suffer through a Black Friday after Thanksgiving, but I hope all you guys listening right now had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your loved ones. And, so we kind of had, family in town, so we can really record after Thanksgiving, but, several days after should be good, right? Right?
Yeah, we're all right.
Why not, right? Yeah. So Wayne's still alive from after Black Friday.
Barely.
You probably had people in your store.
Yeah.
Well, good thing is you survived. Damn it. But this week's news been very slow. Just like what? It's been slow. It hasn't been this slow for quite a long time now.
No, it's a holiday. Coming out of holiday, nobody's really working.
Yeah, but we do got some news for you guys today. Some interesting one as I want to say. Very interesting one is. But, let's get started, guys. Episode 178, Shadow Games Podcast. Well, what have we been doing this week? Well, just typical. Other than eating a whole load of turkey, for me, I've been eating a lot of pie. Peach cobbler.
Nice.
Sweet potato pie. Actually, I got the peach cobbler recipe online, so I'll give that to you if you want it. It's very nice. Simple to make. It's a lot of nice cinnamon into it. Good stuff. And what else? But video games wise, I've been playing just pretty much Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 for the Xbox 360. And other than that, I've been playing StarCraft 2 Legacy of the Void online play with friends, as always. We're just beating the living crap out of each other. That's normal for us. And what else? Other than that, I'm playing I went back to Halo Guardians, or
nice.
Halo 5 Guardians. Beat the game, of course, typically, but now I'm going back to Legendary Mode, which is a pain in the butt.
I gotta do that yet, but I get other things on my plate.
Turkey?
Blah, 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 blah. I need my pie.
Well, that's about it this week for me, folks. Wayne, how about you, man?
Yeah. Typical food.
Turkey.
Food. Actually, smoked ham.
No turkey?
We didn't have turkey, no. We had smoked ham.
Did you guys cook one of the rabbits outside?
No.
Damn it. I'm joking. No rabbits.
Not this time.
This guy. Not my fault.
I've been, mostly I took the little bit of time we've had in the evenings and been crushing through Rise of the Tomb Raider. I beat the game.
Uh-huh.
And then I went back through and found every last nook and cranny of every little collectible and tomb and hidden thing and challenges and everything. 100% completion. But surprisingly, I still need to go back through and find some bad guys and some animals to hunt and so forth to build up my skill points so I can unlock more weapons and skills. Because I don't have all those unlocked yet. But there should be some DLC coming soon which will help me with that. So.
All right.
Pretty cool that. Other than that, I've done a little bit on the tablet with Battle Tactics and Transformers Rising, a little bit here and there, not too much. And unfortunately right now I won't be getting back into those because I had to reset my tablet and now it says that's not compatible.
Wah.
I'm like, no! But oh well. I did get some other games, get downloading to my Xbox One, Forza Motorsport 6, Gears of War Ultimate, Mad Max.
How was Mad Max?
I haven't played it yet. I'm just downloading them. I haven't played them yet. And there was something else I got too. Oh yeah, the replay collection.
You don't know. Oh, how was that? Tell us.
I haven't played any of them yet.
What are the games that are in there right now?
I installed all of them.
Okay.
I just haven't had a chance to open it yet. And then I also downloaded the new DLC for Batman, Arkham Knight, so I'll be probably going to that pretty soon.
I have to do that too as well, jeez.
I'm really looking forward to Flip a Coin and Catwoman's Revenge, seeing how those go.
I'm a bit behind on that Batman. It's been a while for me, but...
I still haven't gone back and gotten all the Riddler stuff yet anyways, but that's kind of last on my priority anyways. Meanwhile, with Avengers Alliance, I am two objectives away from completing the current special ops, which is Jessica Jones, which is rather interesting to be able to get her on the team. Quite a bit differently portrayed than they do in the TV series and the comics, of course, because they got to tone it down for kids.
It's typical.
Yeah, I mean, kind of expected. So that's going to be interesting. Going against Purple Man, which we know is Kilgrave in the comics and TV show, so. Yeah, it's been fun. But other than that, it's been mostly working.
No. Black Friday.
Thanksgiving, Black Friday, no.
Oh, I think I don't agree with you anymore. That was the old college days for me, guys. Yeah, hey. I know.
It's not too bad, it's just a lack of sleep that gets to you.
Oh, I'm sorry if waking up at 10 o'clock in the morning is...
No, not for Black Friday, that's like 3 in the morning.
What time did you go to work on Black Friday, Wayne?
I had to be there by 7, so I was up around 4 in the morning.
Oh, boo hoo 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 hoo.
Yeah.
Boo 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 boo.
Alright. I had to close the night before, so I was at the store until like 10 o'clock.
Well, that's nothing. I party harder than that back when I was in San Diego State. Alright, anywho, let's go on with the news lately, guys. So, kick off the news, we got Mario Kart 8 getting a one-off competitive gaming TV show. Are you serious?
Yep,
Clash of the Carts.
Yeah.
What?
It's actually going to air later this week. It's going to be on Disney XD on Saturday, December 5th, 8 p.m. local time.
Oh, well, I'm definitely have to check that out because I'm a Mario Kart type of person.
You'll see 8 of America's best young gamers team up with YouTube personalities like Strawberry 17, Andre, Atomic Mari, and Seth Bling in a Mario Kart 8 competition in front of a live audience. Hour-long show, and participants will play multiple rounds of the popular racing game.
Okay.
I know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but I'm sure it's going to be rather interesting and fun.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. So.
Alright. So this is pretty much a shocker. Well, not really a shocker, but somewhat of a long-awaited. So Sony unlocks the PS4's 7th CPU core.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, the data suggests. The middleware of the middleware firm's update notes certain references to recent changes to the PS4's processor allocation.
Yeah.
Really now?
Yeah, so Sony is basically giving developers further access to the 7th core, giving you have a little bit more CPU resource. It's not likely to see a huge jump in performance because of this.
But it's
enough to help with a little bit more in-dev gaming, basically.
So pretty much still trying to unlock its CPU then. Its brain, so to say.
Well, but what it is you have 8 cores on this machine. It's an AMD Jaguar. It's clocked at 1.6 GHz. 2 of the cores are reserved,
you know, for the system itself.
Yeah, well, along with, say, about 3.5 GB of memory. So now that there's another core free, it helps in the gaming process, but it could negatively affect also the system performance in the long
run. That's true. I mean, you know, it's kind of heavily overclocking the CPU. So pretty much back in January, Microsoft began to allow developers to use the Xbox One's,
7th CPU core.
Pretty much the same thing as well, you know, at least partially. Yeah. Which is believed to be one of, you know, explanations for the enhanced performance of the games released back in early of 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just...
So, it'll be interesting. Cool. I'm sure eventually, as the software gets better, the interfaces get better, the underlying operating system, they'll probably even unlock that 8th core down the road. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But Star Wars Battlefront. Battle of Jakku DLC is out as of yesterday.
So, if you guys haven't gotten it yet, feel free to get it. I still have to get mine.
I gotta get the game.
I got the game, but I haven't played it yet. It's still in the wrappings. Just,
I'm still
waiting for more backlog.
I'm still kicking myself for buying Black Ops 3 versus just pre-ordering.
How much you got Black Ops 3 for?
Well, I only paid $5 off the rewards, but you know.
I'll give you $5 for it. You're getting your money back in that sum, dude.
Not quite.
Okay, $5.50, $6.
Yeah, so the DLC is out. It takes place 29 years before the events of The Force Awakens.
So pretty much after The Return of the Jedi.
Something like that, yeah. It definitely looks interesting.
There's a trailer out for it for you guys too as well. If you guys have, if you kind of doubtful on it, feel free to watch it.
And it also includes, the update includes a new 40-player mode called Turning Point, which could be intriguing.
Oh, wow. Lag for all the people that...
Right.
Lag City 101. Now, speaking of which, Battlefront, there's more news on that. PlayStation 4, the Star Wars Battlefront and Uncharted bundles are dropping to $300. The aggressive price cut promotion runs until December 6th to the 19th. So, you guys have until the 6th to get it. And the last day to actually buy it is on the 19th of this month. I would hop on this.
Not a bad deal.
That is a Battlefront or Uncharted. Either one is a good game because I play both. And it's a PlayStation 4. If you guys don't have a PlayStation 4 yet and you actually want to get it for, you know, a few things here and there, now is a good time to get it.
Yep. And then apparently there's been a little bit of a leak. It looks like Bayonetta 2 Studio is developing a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
And there was a leak on it too as well.
This was leaked on the Australian classification board. The entry lists a game titled Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan. being developed by Platinum Games and produced and published by Activision. It's rated M currently. Of course, this is Australian ratings. It could be changed a little bit by again.
Probably
like a teen. Probably, yeah. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. The current cartoon series really has been taken off into a different direction.
So I've heard.
Yeah, it's whew, intense. If you haven't watched it, you probably should watch the last season at least.
Alrighty, now, here we go, guys. Public service announcement from the Xbox. New free Xbox One and 360 games with gold members are now available. What do we got on Xbox One today? Well, The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing, which is, I heard it was pretty cool.
It's supposed to be good, yeah.
Yeah. The Night Squad.
That'll be that's currently going on.
Mm-hmm. And also a classic game called Thief.
That's starts on the 16th.
Yep. And for the Xbox 360, you got Castle Storm. That starts pretty much now until the 15th of the month.
Yeah.
What else you got? You got Scared 3 from the 16th of December to the 31st, the last half of the month. And Operation Flashpoint?
Yep. Dragon Rising, which is, again, from the 16th on.
All right. So if you guys have gold membership and you guys want to pick up one of those games, I would suggest any one of them, but I would suggest Van Helsing. Just give us, if you guys do download it and played it and you like it, give us your feedback on it.
I've already got it downloaded. I haven't played it yet.
You're punk.
But yeah, pick up all these games because remember, you got an Xbox One. All three of these titles for 360 are backwards compatible.
Yes, indeed.
Pretty sweet, right? Also, there's a bunch of games on sale right now on Xbox.
Yes. Xbox Live Deals, Gold. It's up to the... what the hell?
Yeah. So,
November 23rd to the 30th?
I guess these are over. Sorry.
Yeah! Go down.
We missed it.
Well, let's tell them what they did miss. So.
Yeah, so you had Dead or Alive 5.
Last Round Core Fighters. 30 characters set for $27.
Ninja Clan sets. Five. Flockers, Guacamelee.
Guacamelee, STCE. Hey, yeah. Not bad.
Killer Instinct, Orchard, LA Cops, Overruled, Schrodinger's Cat, and the Raiders of Lost Quarter.
And you also got Worms Battleground for $6 that for the Xbox 360. You got. There's a lot of bunch of games.
They had a lot of bunch of stuff on sale.
I know.
I was checking this over the weekend as much as I could, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah,
Destroy All Humans was supposed to be good. Yeah.
So what else they have? They got Darksiders 1 and 2, Darksiders 2 Season Pass, of course. What else you got? Dead or Alive, the typical Dead or Alive for the 360 go down, Wayne. And there goes ATV versus MX versus ATV.
Painkiller.
Painkiller. Painkiller Hell and Domination. Red Faction. Oh, nice.
Yep, not too shabby.
Yeah, I know. That was a pretty good sale. Too bad we announced it very late, as in like 2 days prior. Late, but anywho.
There'll be more sales coming up, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, that's how Xbox treats their loyal subjects. I mean, fans.
Yeah.
Players. Anywho, yeah. But, yeah, it's been a short week for us here at TwoShotsAgeek.com. It's a resting time for us.
A little bit, yeah. I have been enjoying catching up on some of the Marvel TV series.
Yes, please do tell us about that.
Yeah, you got S.H.I.E.L.D. That just last episode is just
insane.
Getting intense.
Insane.
Coulson is just out of control. with Flash, you got them bringing in Hot Girl and leading into the Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes.
That is looking to be pretty sweet.
Yes, on a side note of Legends Tomorrow, I've been reading a lot that it costs a lot of money to make.
Yeah.
And rumors been going around, again, this is all rumors, but a lot of them is pointing out that it's very expensive to make, and there might not be a season 2, which sucks, though, because I'm a huge superhero type of
It's great to have these kind of shows actually on the air again.
Yeah, especially the technology nowadays.
We haven't had a good lineup of shows like this since the late 70s, early 80s with when it came to the Marvel series and other stuff. And those really at the time weren't top-notch because they didn't have the technology and the writers behind it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You have Supergirl right now, which is just still doing really well, and it's actually been confirmed for a full season now.
Full season, and also hopefully season 2 coming up after.
I don't doubt it will. You have Gotham, which is just...
This is very interesting. They introduced Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
And Wayne stated, I do agree with him. There's a hint of the Court of Owls.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't read up on it, feel free to read up on the Court of Owls and the Night of Owls, I believe that's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those two, it tells you the origins of the Court of Owls, the number 13, unlucky number 13. It started around this, the age of Bruce Wayne, around, like, from the show.
Yeah.
It involves his grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
The unlucky 13, and bringing some sort of balance to Gotham City, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but one of my only few.
I think we're seeing a very unique way of portraying Jim Gordon as well.
Yes,
as you're seeing a side of Jim Gordon you don't really expect to see.
That you never thought you'd.
Yeah.
I've only seen it in quite a long time.
But they're also, it's also interesting, they're taking Alfred, the way they've taken Alfred with having the MI6 background, too.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
They've only done that in a few comic book series.
Yes.
And only one cartoon series have they had that actually set up that way. Everything else has been the typical Alfred Butler, kind of just random, regular Butler.
Alright, so speaking of that, we also got Green Arrow we talked about, right?
Well, Green Arrow was part of Flash.
Yeah.
So they brought them all together, and that's leading more into the Legends of Tomorrow.
Well, speaking of which, the newest trailer has come out. If you guys haven't seen it yet, I don't know how you guys haven't seen it yet, but it's been out for almost, six days?
You're talking about Charlie Brown?
No, you're an idiot. We're talking about Captain America Civil War. The trailer packs a lot of punch, and they do not hold back on this one.
No.
They do... Oh, yes. They do not hold back on this one.
It definitely leaves you wondering, though, if they're actually using any real portion of the foundation of the conflict in the comics as the source, though.
Actually, somewhat, from what I feel, somewhat they do. They kind of get that... that feeling of a city being destroyed, aka Connecticut, to what city was that from Age of Ultron?
That was New York, wasn't it?
Ultron. Yes, I said Ultron. I forgot the name of it. I was just watching it a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
They're taking that how the city gets destroyed by a mutant versus it gets blown up by Thor and Iron Man because it's either destroy the city or destroy. The world.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much it's kind of that in a way. You either choose I don't know, Captain America's side, Steve Rogers' side, or Iron Man and Tony Stark's side?
I've always sided with Captain, but you know what? I gotta wait to see what they do with the story on this one before
Definitely. But seeing this in the comic books, even Stan Lee said, which one was right? Which side was right?
Yeah.
And do you know what he said, right?
I can't recall offhand, but...
Stark.
Yeah.
He said Stark. Surprisingly, he said Stark, so I'm kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, I've always sided with Captain on that one myself, but, yeah.
No, but,
Of course, as the reader reading the Civil War comic book, I felt a lot like Peter Parker, getting torn around and tossed side to side, you know?
Yeah, but this one, they haven't showed Peter Parker yet, or Spider-Man. They said there's a good chance he might debut on here, because he is part of the Civil War. Major part of the Civil War.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. And we also get to see Black Panther for the first time. Pretty freaking awesome. He has speed, mobility. I want to see how his...
He looks pretty good.
He plays background. He looks pretty good. He's...
I think they did the costume justice.
That's difficult. It's kind of hard not to screw up a Black Panther costume.
Well, I mean, they could, but yeah.
Yeah. So from what I've heard, this one, he is actually in 50-50. He's with both America and Iron Man's side. But yeah, there's a lot more stuff. We haven't seen Ant-Man with riding Hawkeye's arrow while he shoots it. The typical model of those two duos.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see how this one goes. Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. Bucky, Winter Soldier.
See where Vision fits in, you know, I mean...
Yeah, Scarlet Witch versus Vision, or if he actually does fight on the other side of...
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays together here.
He probably stays neutral with Black Panther.
I don't know, and Thor's going to be AWOL, so...
Yeah, because, well, you know, this part of time...
Yeah.
Ragnarok is happening, and speaking of which, more rumors going around saying that Hulk will make an appearance in Ragnarok.
If not the Hulk, the Red Hulk.
Well, you know who plays Red Hulk, right?
Yeah.
And you know where he shows up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then there's a good chance it's kind of hard to see Red Hulk going to Asgard.
No, but it's a possibility. They seem to be hinting at that with some of the story that's been leaked. But you never know.
No, I doubt it, because I'd never seen Red Hulk in Ragnarok before. Have you?
Not in Ragnarok necessarily, but
in the comic books.
Not in the comics, no. But no, they have used him in some of the cartoons.
But this is different, though. This is what we're talking about, man.
Yeah.
You're talking about Ragnarok, Asgard, versus General Thunderbolt. Becoming a Red Hulk.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that rumor saying that the Grey Hulk will show up in Age of Ultron, which not going to happen. Oh, the city whose name is called Sokovia.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. I was imagining Friday's voice in the back of my head. I'm like...
And we're a month away from Agent Carter coming back.
Yep, Agent Carter coming back. And we are technically, today is the 2nd of December, we are 16 days away from The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Star Wars. I am watching it on the 17th, the day before, or the night before, at 9 o'clock at night. For all the people out there that didn't get tickets opening night, turn off your Facebook, turn off your Twitter, turn off anything social media, because you're going to hate life for the next 24 hours or until you watch it.
Pretty much.
So yes, anywho, again, feel free to like our page on Facebook, hit the like, make sure to, share our page, like our page for all the people that loved us already. Thank you very much via Instagram, Twitter or Facebook. Thank you, you guys. And what's going on other than the stuff we just talked about? Nothing much more as a break until I believe February was going to be the first con of the year I might make it to, which is the Long Beach Comic Con. They do it twice a year. So it's like around February, March, and also... October-ish. So it's like every 10 to 12 months they actually do, or 9 to 10 months they actually do one. So let's see how this one goes. Again, any news you want to put up, Wayne? No? Okay.
Yeah, not much.
See? He does agree with me. Anyhow, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Hey, happy holidays, guys. Let's get out of here. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.